Savitri, from page 696 to page 697. But someone yearned within a bosom unknown, and silently the woman's heart replied, "Thy peace, O Lord, a boon within to keep, amid the roar and ruin of wild time, for the magnificent soul of man on earth. Thy calm, O Lord, that bears thy hands of joy, limitless like ocean round the lonely isle." A second time the eternal cry arose, "Wide open are the ineffable gates in front. My spirit leans down to break the knot of earth, amorous of oneness without thought or sign, to cast down wall and fence, to strip heaven bare, see with the large eye of infinity, unweave the stars and into silence pass." In an immense and world-destroying pause, she heard a million creatures cry to her. Through the tremendous stillness of her thoughts, immeasurably the woman's nature spoke, "Thy oneness, Lord, in many approaching hearts, my sweet infinity of thy numberless souls, mightily retreating like a sea in ebb." A third time swelled the great admonishing call. "I spread abroad the refuge of my wings, out of its incommunicable deeps. My power looks forth of mightiest splendor, stilled into its majesty of sleep, withdrawn above the dreadful whirlings of the world." A sob of things was answer to the voice, and passionately the woman's heart replied, "Thy energy, Lord, to seize on woman and man, to take all things and creatures in their grief, and gather them into a mother's arms, solemn and distant like a seraph's lyre." The last great time the warning sound was heard, I opened the wide eye of solitude to uncover the voiceless rapture of my bliss, wherein a pure and exquisite hush it lies, motionless in its slumber of ecstasy, resting from the sweet madness of the dance, out of whose beat the throb of hearts was born. Breaking the silence with appeal and cry, a hymn of adoration tireless climbed, a music beat of winged uniting souls. Then all the woman yearningly replied, "Thy embrace which rends the living knot of pain, thy joy, O Lord, in which all creatures breathe, thy magic flowing waters of deep love, thy sweetness give to me for earth and men."